On Monday, Extinction Rebellion occupied New York City's Financial District and Stock Exchange as part of a global week of climate action. Climate crisis activists poured fake blood on the capitalist Wall Street bull, blocked traffic, and even held a funeral procession through a cemetery of flood, fire, and drought victims, complete with a casket with "Our Future" written on the side. We have in the studio with us WOOC contributor and Extinction Rebellion organizer Dave Pueblo, who is there documenting the events. Thanks for joining us, Dave.
Well, thank you.
So I guess let's go right into it. This was a visually disturbing procession that you guys set on. Why did you choose to go with this kind of ghoulish theme for your march?
Well, I should clarify something to start with, and that's that I have served multiple roles. And at the Monday event, I was actually serving as police liaison, which is my main purpose there was as an intermediary between the police and the people performing the actual action. So I was stationed. There were actually two police liaisons that day because there were two locations where the protest was occurring, one by the bull, and that was a different police liaison. And then I was by the entrance to the New York Stock Exchange. So the procession made its way gradually towards me, and that's where a lot of people, including our own Mark Dunley, who is another contributor here, and Chris Scully, who also contributes here, they basically participated in a die-in and used like a vegetable coloring as blood. Some of that's been misreported, by the way. CNBC had a report saying that the bull had been drenched with paint, which is outright vandalism, and that's incorrect.
So it was this this vegetable coloring that they had got on it?
Correct.
Gotcha, which it washes off and thus doesn't count?
Yes, and I have to say, this is the first protest that I've ever been at where the organizers of the protest had a cleaning crew to bring in after the actual event to clean up the area. And that's because the city of New York could find them otherwise liable for it and charge them. But I think it's also a reflection of that these are ordinary people coming out of their ordinary lives in the face of extraordinary circumstances, and that's worldly climate change. They really have no choice, but they are still just everyday people trying to do the right thing. So one of the things in terms of why they use this imagery, which is far from subtle, is that the problem that's facing us is far from subtle. We're talking about essentially a breakdown of ecosystems worldwide, increasing heat and extreme temperature variations, weather variations, all of that kind of stuff that are threatening life on this planet. So they wanted their message to get across, and that's why they were using the blood and the casket and everything else.
And so why did they choose this location, though, outside the stock exchange in the financial district?
Well, because so many of the forces in our society, especially American society, are performing as though this is all business as usual, that it's okay to keep investing in various forms of fossil fuels, like, for example, Chase Bank basically invests billions and billions of dollars, way more than even ExxonMobil does in itself. So that kind of activity has to stop, or we're really fighting a losing battle.
And why did you block traffic?
So that was interesting. So performing as police liaison, there's this dialogue that goes back and forth between the protesters and the police. And the protesters were there, first of all, to make their statement, but also part of that statement is numbers. How many people were arrested? And I think the end count of it was something like 86 people. But the police are looking at it from how can we arrest, as few people as possible, and if we're going to arrest them, which charges will stick, right? So many people lay down in that area, which is basically Broad Street and Wall Street, where they come together. There's only pedestrian traffic going in and out of there, so there's no vehicles to actually obstruct. So from the police perspective, it's kind of like if you strapped yourself to a tree, they wouldn't care. You know, they can just kind of walk around you. But if you move over to another location and you're blocking traffic and buses and cars and things like that, then they will take issue with it. So the only things, the only people that they arrested to start off with were, first of all, the people who were climbing on the bull, then the people who were blocking the entrances to the stock exchange, and then one person who had a bullhorn but didn't have a permit for it, and they got sick of listening to him, apparently. So, but then everybody else they ignored, and the organizers eventually realized that they were going to continue to do that, despite what they were saying to the police liaisons that, oh, no, we're going to arrest them. That's one of the things that the police can do. They can lie as much as they want to. And but eventually the organizers basically picked up the people who were lying there and then all the supporting people, and there were many hundreds of people there, and marched over to Broadway, and approximately 40 people lay in the roadway, and then they were arrested.
How did this stack up in terms of size to some of the other protests that you've been a part of? Is 86 arrests kind of low, kind of high?
It really depends on where you go. There's so many different variables in that, and it's hard for me to compare. Also, the density of space down in the financial district can make something seem very powerful, even when they're at other events there may have been thousands and thousands of people. So I would say that the organizers felt that it was a successful event, that there was good turnout, that it was very, you know, strongly voiced. And it's also part of a week-long activism campaign. So I can tell you that there are going to be other events happening, well, today and tomorrow and Thursday especially. So it's just part of a worldwide action. That's the other thing. Extinction Rebellion started off in the UK, but that model has transferred to other countries and multiple cities within the U.S., and they're trying to employ it as best they can.
And what was the reaction of the crowd, and did you speak to any pedestrians?
I didn't speak to too many pedestrians. It's interesting, because I was there kind of trying to perform two roles. One, be the police liaison, but then also as a journalist for WOOC. And so tomorrow you guys will hear an interview with one of the organizers that I did. But I really didn't have time to interview pedestrians as I was moving through.
Is there a sort of police equivalent to your job, a protester liaison of some kind that is more focused on dealing with the leadership?
Sometimes there can be. I think the NYPD does have a particular branch that's meant to deal with First Amendment expressions like this, but the police that I dealt with yesterday seemed to be more of the standard echelon of police. There were definitely some higher-ups there, but I think you may get into a different formula when you're down in the financial district, because there certainly is a amount of clout and power that is wielded by the wealthy elite in New York City that the average people do not maintain. So you will get some higher-ups in the police department that will show up for events that are disrupting that area that might not show up elsewhere.
And you would say in general it was a larger display of force from the police than you would otherwise expect because of the where it took place?
Perhaps. It's funny. I mean, your question about talking to people in the crowd, I did hear remarks from people who were relatively new to activism. They were like, there are so many cops here. And I was just like, yeah, there are a lot of cops here, but I've seen more. So I don't know. It's interesting.
Gotcha. Well, what was the immediate impact that you guys were looking to achieve through this action in terms of reactions from the media or from observers or the very companies like Chase Bank, you were saying, in the financial district?
Well, I think there are multiple goals. First and foremost, honestly, is to connect with the everyday people that are out there, get them to heighten their awareness of what's going on with climate change, heighten their involvement in actions like this, not necessarily with Extinction Rebellion. I certainly have no brand loyalty with that kind of thing. I think everybody there is just interested in getting sufficient numbers so that we can change the dialogue and change the path of our corporate forces in this country, and certainly our government.
And how can listeners find XR and get involved?
That's a good question, and I don't really have the answer for that because I haven't been paying attention to the Extinction Rebellion media. But you can look it up, certainly by Googling Extinction Rebellion NYC for the NYC actions. There's also an Extinction Rebellion Capital Region chapter. That one is at xrcr.org, you can also find a lot of that stuff on Facebook.
And where are the events that are coming up later this week taking place?
I'm not able to disclose that.
Oh my, I do love a surprise.